All right, we're going to learn about a little bit more about the virtue of the week. What's the virtue of the week? Gio? Honesty. Very good, very good. And what is honesty a daughter of? Jackson? Good guess. That is one of the cardinal virtues. Rodrigo? Very good guess, but no. Ben? You and your brother guessed the same one? Nope. Gus? Temperance. Very good. Very good. Temperance. So remember, temperance, Father Willencott told us last week, it helps us to be moderate in the pleasure and use of created things. So a daughter of that is honesty. Because if we're not honest, that can lead us to abuse things. Right? If I abuse something, say something is good, but I use too much of it, then I'm going to be inclined to lie about it, to not be open about it. So let's start. I should have started this in the beginning, but I'll do this now. This prayer for honesty. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Dear Jesus, you said, I am the truth. You have made me for truth, because you have made me for yourself. Help me to be honest in all that I say and do, that I might know true happiness in you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. I'm going to ask you a question. I'd like you to tell the truth, or just answer with the truth. Have you ever lied about something?
Yeah.
Raise your hand if you've lied about something. All of us, even the priests, even your teachers, we've all lied about something. We're all sinners. Now, have you ever lied about something and then made up for it? In other words, you went and you said, God, I'm sorry. And then you went and you told the person that you lied, I'm sorry, here's the truth. Have you ever done that? Yeah, a few of you? Good, good. That's really important. I would say, I don't know if I'm right necessarily, but it seems to me that the second question here is more important than not saying, than not lying. In other words, it's more important to make to come out and confess the lie when we've told a lie than to just never lie again. I could be wrong about that, but I think that's right. Now, of course, we want to strive to not lie. If we cannot lie, then we won't need to confess that we lied. But we have to recognize that we're sinners. And the likelihood that we're going to sin again is pretty high. So we just want to be honest. And when we realize that we have sinned, that we have lied, we want to go and tell the person that we did. Now, here's some examples of honesty. Sharing something equally. Right? There was a video where they talked about cutting the watermelon. Has anyone seen that in your classes? Talked about cutting the watermelon and cutting the a fair size of the watermelon if you're going to share it. So the other person is not going to know what the sizes of the pieces of the watermelon, but you will and God will. So you want to cut it the same size. Going to confession, that's a great example of honesty, telling our sins to God. Let me ask you this. Some of you guys would know this. What is the minimum that the church says for frequency for going to confession? And the church says this, that this is the indispensable minimum to grow in love of God and love of neighbor. What is the minimum? How often? Emilio? Once a year. Very good, Emilio. Very good. Once a year. The bare minimum. If we want to be practicing Catholics, the bare minimum is to go to confession at least once a year. The indispensable minimum to grow in love of God and love of neighbor. But what is the minimum for eating food and surviving? What is the minimum to eat food and survive? Rodrigo? Yeah, at least once a day. If I eat once a day, I'm going to survive. Probably if I eat, I don't know, three times a week, I'm going to survive. So the minimum is not a lot. It's really, really low. But is that healthy? Is that healthy to eat just 3 times a week? No, right? So what might be a healthy spiritual practice with confession? Lucas? Yes, for food, you're right. Yeah, 3 meals a day is a healthy physical practice for food. How about a healthy spiritual practice for confession, Gio?
Once a month.
Yeah, good, Gio. Once a month. Ingrid, what are you going to say?
Every 4 days.
Okay. That could be good. That could be a little too much. I don't know. Some of the saints say once a week is a really good practice, every other week. I think a good consensus, a good rule of thumb is once a month. Once a month. Now, that's a good spiritual practice to grow in honesty. Think about it like this. If I never confess my sins to God and to the priest, I'm going to be more and more ashamed of them. And I'm going to be more and more inclined to hide them. But if I go to confession regularly, I'm practicing honesty. So I'm becoming more and more confident in God's love and God's mercy for me. Also admitting something to your parents or to your friends, telling the truth even when it's hard, keeping your eyes on your own paper and taking a quiz, not looking over the other paper's shoulder, or other student's shoulder, being fair while playing games, saying, "Bless me, Father, for I have sinned." In the beginning of Mass, we start with a little confession, don't we? Sometimes we say, "I confess, Almighty God," etc., etc. Sometimes just the deacon says a prayer for us, and then we say, "Lord, have mercy, Christ, have mercy." That's like a little confession. Saying, "This is what really happened. I would not cheat by looking at someone else's paper." There is a video about the kids playing sock hockey. Did anybody see that? Did anybody watch the video of the kids playing sock hockey? So they were playing a game inside the house, and one of the kids accidentally bumped into a table and knocked over a statue, a really precious statue that the mother really liked. And so when the mother came into the room and said, "Who did this?" The girl who had done it immediately said, "Oh, it was the dog." That wasn't honest, right? Sometimes we're inclined to do that. We don't want to take responsibility. But then the mom got down at her level and said, I think it was my daughter who did this, but I know she wouldn't lie to me." And then the daughter confessed, "Yes, Mom, it was me. I'm so sorry." And she said, "That's okay. I forgive you. But we don't lie. We never lie. Lying is never, even little white lies. Sometimes people think white lies are okay to protect someone else's feelings, for example. No. We want to tell the truth. We want to tell the truth with charity, with respect. We always want to tell the truth. Why? Because Jesus is the truth. What do you think, Ida? What do you want to say? You've had your hand up for a while, but you agree Jesus is the truth? Yeah? Okay, thank you. What about some examples from you? Holly? What did she say, Ms. Fisher? You can eat forever and never stop. Well, maybe. Ben, what do you think? What's an example of being honest?
Yes, if your mom asks you to clean your room and you do it,
and then she comes to you later and she says, "Did you clean your room?" And you say, "Yes," that's honest. But what if you didn't clean your room? What would you say? Lucy? "I didn't clean my room." That would be honest. That's right. What about over here? What's an example of honesty? Maybe you've caught one of your classmates or one of your siblings being honest. Or maybe you remember a time when you were dishonest. Yes?
Is it Michael?
West. Being nice. It's a good thing to be nice, yes.
Jose?
Yes.
To say you're sorry when you get mad, yep. How about you, Rodrigo? Okay, thank you, Jose. Yeah, Rodrigo? You're going to pay someone to go to the bank, but then you don't? Is that what you said? Okay, Gio, let's see what you got. Yes. Yeah, if you borrow money, you don't have to give it back. If you say you're going to give it back and you don't, that's being dishonest. And if you say you did when you didn't, that's definitely being dishonest. Good. Let me just read you two verses from the Bible, from Proverbs. It says, "The lip of truth shall be established forever, but a lying tongue is but for a moment." When we say a lie, that's a lying tongue. That's just for a moment. I mean, the consequences really can last for a long time, but the lip of truth shall be established forever. We want to be developing these virtues that will last forever. Also, Jesus said, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." So what if I substitute me for truth? No one comes to the Father except through truth. No one goes to heaven except through truth. That's why we want to tell the truth and why we want to confess when we don't. All right, we're going to close by praying the Regina Celi. Would you help me pass these out, please? So these are for you to keep. I ask you to not fold them up.
I ask you to take them to your room, to your classroom, and you can put them in your notebook and take it home and post them on the wall or on the fridge. Yes, ma'am. That's a great example. Yep. Your mom tells you to clean the dishes and you don't.
And you tell her, and if she asks you, "Did you clean the dishes?" and you say yes, that's not honest. And then she goes and checks it, and she realizes, "Oh, they're not clean." Yes, Josiah?
Okay, there it is.
All right, can we all stand up? And you can direct your attention. I know we're going to have to look at our papers, but we have Our Lady on the left, Our Lady in the center, Our Lady on the right, even on the windows, or also on your paper. And we're praying the part on the bottom left-hand side. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Queen of Heaven, rejoice, alleluia. Has risen as he said, alleluia. Rejoice and be glad, O Virgin Mary, alleluia. Let us pray. O God, who gave joy to the world through the resurrection of thy Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, grant, we beseech thee,
that through the intercession of the Virgin Mary, his mother, we may obtain the joys of everlasting life. Through the same Christ, our Lord. Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.